Hello, my dear friend. Thank you so much for your question. I'm so thrilled. Thank you for my very first question ever in history of questions. So I'm really excited to kick off these blog posts with your question about if we don't have the energy, what are some ideas for quick in-the-moment actions to get calmer? I have got so many ideas. I'm going to break it down into three so I don't overwhelm you. Okay, so the three I would choose to share with you, and maybe you've already done some of these, but we'll throw it out there and see what lands. Okay, number one. Stretch and yawn. This is great because it's such a super quick, instantaneous little thing that we can do that just kind of triggers our system to think all is well. It's kind of like a little indicator, all is well, all is well. It's funny because with these little things, you know, sometimes my mind plays tricks on me, and I've got this gong set to go off every half hour to remind me to do that. And sometimes I'll think to myself, like, oh, I'm in the middle of talking to someone or whatever, and you'll think, oh, yeah, yeah, stretch on your own, yeah, yeah. And you might kind of just, like, slough it off. And then I think to myself, okay, let me just actually really truly do this. And kind of focus in on it for that just couple of seconds. And it's interesting because the stretching really brings the yawn about. And it feels like deep down good into your body. So that's the first thing that I would do. Another one is alternate nostril breathing, which is so fantastic for when anxiety is kind of coming up, or if you're feeling any kind of stress or this kind of zippy, kind of zingy energy. Same thing with that. You know, you could do it a few minutes. For me, about, like, if I do it a few minutes, I get maybe like 12 rounds in there. But just say you do it even for like one or two or three rounds, that has like a really good effect for me. And then the third one is, so just say you have, you know, all of the steps that you would do for your brain retraining. And what if you were to do just the first step? Just the first step. And commit to that. You know, something about these little snippets, I'll call them snippets, the little things that we may do throughout the day. Two things about that. One of the cool things is that when we have these little things we can just kind of grab and do, we're more likely to do them and scatter them like throughout the whole entire day when they're these little grabbable pieces, you know? And the second thing is, it kind of had a suggestion. What if when you do a snippet, now all you got to do is a snippet, but just say after you're done with your little, you know, 3-second snippet, can you check in and say, hey, you know, now that I'm already doing this, do I want to do like step two, or do I want to do another 5 seconds? Do I want to do another minute? Like, just check in. Sometimes once you get the ball rolling, it keeps rolling. I notice that for me sometimes that, I don't know. In the beginning, I might think I don't have the energy for something, and you may or may not, but just say, just kind of test out the waters, and once you get going, maybe you'll do the whole thing. And if you don't, that's cool too, because like Ashok says, do your best, leave the rest. It's all good. whatever you're doing is the perfect thing to be doing. You're doing something. If you're doing the whole thing, if you're doing a piece of it, if you're doing the first step, if you're doing a minute, it's all good. All of it is having a contribution towards your healing. And I'm super proud of you for all that you do. Thank you again for your question. Sending you so much love. Bye now.